I'm going to start with Willie. Yeah, Willie, what I heard the Holy Spirit say about you, you're just a calming spirit. You've always been that. Nothing, rarely anything phases you, and you're just very calm. And your calmness brings peace. It literally has the power to change the atmosphere in the room. So I just want to bless you in the name of Jesus for an increase of that. That even when things happen to you directly, that the peace that you generally carry will be enhanced and multiplied in Christ in you. So that even what you are going through will just carry that peace. And it's going to be a testimony that when you say this happened, but your faith and your peace working together, God is going to testify of God's glory in you. So I just bless you in Jesus' name and just release more peace in your life. Jim, you've always been a servant. And I feel like what God is saying is he's moving you from being just a servant to more of a son. And what I mean by that is it's always been in you in the prophetic. You've always had strong prophetic in you. You have words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and you're also a very wise man, period. But something over the course of time took you from that place to I'm just a doer. And that mindset has been there, and Lord wants to release more of your self-awareness that you are, in terms of being his son, that he's given you these things. He's given the keys to his kingdom, so to speak. And that he wants to enhance and use the prophetic more in you and give you confidence to do it more. But it's going to require faith. So I just release as a father to your children and as a father in this church, as a spiritual dad in this church, an increase of words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and prophecy in Jesus' name. I bless you with an increase in boldness to know what you carry and the authority that you carry it in, that you walk in that faith and in that power and in that boldness, because you do influence people and you have that power because of who you are and what God made you to be. So I just bless you with that. Bill, you've always been from day one a very quiet, we've said this before, a strong foundation in this church. But you're becoming more than that. The foundation you have established, you are established in and on in Jesus, in this church, God is going to make it even stronger and build it, but in a different way. You've been a rock somebody everyone would hold on to. You're a prayer warrior. You're steady. You're strong. You have strong convictions. But now, those convictions, that strength is going to become an influencing thing. That now, as God is beginning to shine the light on you, because you were like the person behind the scenes who nobody saw what was going on, whether it was spiritually or otherwise, but it was there and everyone just assumed it was always going to be there. But now, God wants you to take you out of the background and into the forefront as a spiritual dad in this church. And you are, again, like Jim, an influencer in a different way, though. You're grounded. You are solid. You know the Word of God. And the Lord is going to increase word with power and boldness in you. Just like Jesus, when he preached, he didn't just preach with words. He revealed the power of heaven. Heaven came down, showed up when Jesus did. And as you begin to speak and declare, you're not going to just declare in word alone, but there's going to be more power that comes in your word and revelation. Heaven will show up. So we just bless you with that more in Jesus' name. We release more of that on you in Jesus' name, that when you preach, heaven is revealed. signs and wonders come forth in Jesus' name as you speak. And we just bless you with that in Jesus' name. Dan, as a spiritual father of this church, it feels like you're beginning to find your space as a man of God, as a father in this church. And the Lord is going to begin to highlight more and more your role over time in that capacity. And what he's saying to me to share with you is, it's not going to be, oh, we need this done, can you do it, Dan? It's going to be things that are specific to your heart. Things that you may have thought about years ago. Oh, I'd love to do this, or I wish I did that, and might have even forgotten about. Those kind of things that you may want to do, that God had already planted the seeds in you, are going to begin to flow and opportunities to move on them. So I just want to bless you with that in Jesus' name. I bless you with spiritual eyes to see when God begins to point in that direction. Just like with the evangelism thing, we thought you're going to take 2 weeks to pray about it, but as soon as we spoke it, it connected with you. That's what we're praying for will continue to happen, and we bless you with that more and release more of that on you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Danny. Yeah, so you can hear clearly. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, no, yeah, we just... You've taken on the shepherding role of the worship team, and that's your strength. And it's almost... And God had moved you from one family you were shepherding on the former worship team you're leading to where you are now. This is going to grow as a family. And what he's going to do is increase this in that what I'm seeing is more worship team members coming, but skilled, even more skilled that are coming. So the way you shepherd is going to be very different. And what that's going to lead to is you're going to need to have specific clarity and revelation as to how to minister to this person who might be novice versus this person who's very skilled musically. This person might be novice but loves the Lord. This person's skilled musically but is just learning how to worship and use their skill for worship. So the Lord wants to increase that. He's going to stretch you a little bit with that. So we just bless you with that in Jesus' name, with the capacity to be like water that fits perfectly in whatever glass it's in. It molds to that figure. That with every person God blesses you with to be a father, whether it's a daughter or a son, no matter what their physical age is, that you would know exactly how to be to reflect Christ to them in nurturing them in such a way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Chris, senior. You are an influencer, man. You are a complete influencer. And you've got so much joy that, like, when you smile, the room lights up. It really does. You bring so much joy to people that no matter what your day was like, ask you how you're doing, you're smiling and you're like, yeah, it's rough, but, you know, there's still that joy exuding. And that's contagious. That's contagious. And people are drawn to that. That's why you have the gift of influence. When you speak to people, people are sucked into you. They want to talk to you. They don't know why, but they do. So I just want to bless you with more of that and more of that. That because you and Jenny both continue to bring people to church all the time. Because that's how you influence and encourage. But I want to bless you with more of that in terms of more fruit coming out of that. That those that you speak to, those that you influence in such a way, you will get the privilege of seeing their growth. And it's going to be because of you, not because of me or anyone else. It's because of the seeds you are planting, the things that you are doing, the relationships you are building and establishing. So I just bless you with that. I release more of that. I release, in Jesus' name, a more words of wisdom and spiritual awareness of who to talk to, how to talk to them, even when to speak to them and what to say in Jesus' name. So thank you, Chris. Bless you. Rob, this is going to sound funny, but this is what the Holy Spirit showed me earlier about you. You're like the kid living in his dad's house, but you've been in the basement all along. Go with a back door so you really don't have to mingle with the family too much, just coming in and out in secret. And the Lord is moving you up to the main floor. You've already taken, you've already said yes. You've already moved your belongings to the bedroom on the main floor. But now he wants to increase the intimacy now that you're there. You can hear the conversations through the walls. You can kind of hear what's going on, but now he's bringing you, drawing you closer and closer to be part of the conversations. And then you're the kind person who takes those things and applies them right away. You don't waste time. When you learn something, you take it and you use it right away. So I just want to bless you with more intimacy with Jesus. Release that on you in Jesus' name. And that you hear clearly, you know clearly, there'll be an increase of the capacity for you to host, not just his presence, but his words that he speaks to you, so that you'll be able to retain them and remember and just follow through on those in Jesus' name. So thank you. Stay faithful. You're so strong. Ryan, you've come a long way in the last 3 years that you've been here. You're not even the same person that walked in the door. You have grown so much, and I know at times you have a hard time seeing the growth that you've done. Because the old man that the Bible talks about, the old way, the old person, the way we used to be before Jesus, tries to creep up sometimes in those thoughts. But you are a new creation, and you don't even look the same that you looked 3 years ago when you walked in this room. You don't even carry yourself the same way. And what the Lord is doing is he's separating you from the negative things of your past. That includes friends, way of life, way of thinking, even how you socialize. He wants that for you because he wants to continue to finish the work he started in you. So I just release in you a deeper spirit of intimacy with conviction to know the difference of where I should be and where I shouldn't be, who I should be with, who I shouldn't be with, what I should say, what I shouldn't say, what I should post, what I shouldn't post, how I need to think, what I don't need to think, and replace what I don't need to think with the promises of God in his word. So I just bless you with that, and I release more of that in you, because he's not done with you yet. You've still got a super long way to go. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Tommy, you're really a man of God. You've got a heart for the Lord. He loves you. He really loves you. And you see that through. You never complain. You always are willing to serve him and do whatever it takes, whether here or at the school or anywhere else. You look at it as serving the Lord. Just because it's not in church does not mean it's not serving the Lord. You know that. You are serving him. And I know he's used you with media here, and he's used you with drums here, but there's more for you that he wants. He wants to take you even deeper. He wants you to be more in the forefront of actually discipling and leading. That's what I'm feeling in my heart. And I just want to bless you with that increase. You've been a great father to Abby, great husband to Sharon, but he wants to give you like sons and daughters of your own, spiritual sons and daughters to raise up. Maybe not in a specific area of ministry, but in the ways of Christ. In the ways of Christ. I mean, Abby, we know you are an influencer because you always have people around you and you're always inviting. Those whom she influences are going to be your sons and daughters. So we just bless you with that ability to father them in Jesus' name. Jerry, what I hear for you from the Holy Spirit is you are what the scripture I just read earlier, old men will dream dreams. Your dreams are still yet to come. You're not done. God is not done with you. There's more for you than what you realize, not just to be an usher. And I know that means a lot to you to serve the Lord. But in your own way, you are meant to be an influencer. And your dreams, God's going to bring you in those paths. And I just bless you right now for increase of dreams. And Lord, I'm going to ask you, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, that you would give him specific things that'll happen even today and tonight that would bring a revelation of, oh, God is with me. God is going to do this, something that's going to build faith. So I just bless him right now in the name of Jesus with faith-building things that Jesus, you will do in his life even today that would encourage him and spark the youth. Because one verse I'm holding on to is you will renew our youth like the eagles. And no, I'm younger than you. I still stand on that verse. Stand on that verse. He will renew your youth like the eagles in Jesus' name. So just release that on you in the name of Jesus. And last but not least, Mark. Man, Mark, you've come a long way since we first met you spiritually. And you've got a hunger for the Word of God. I know, I remember when we first met you, you said you had a hard time reading and understanding the Bible. But now you can't get enough of the Bible. And what the Lord is doing is, says, write his word on the tablets of your heart. That's what God is doing. So I bless you with the ability to hold on as a spiritual father in this church to retain the word of God and be strengthened in the word of God. And as you are strengthened, because you stand on the word of God, you are a man that once you hear what God says, you are obedient to follow. There's no wishy-washiness about you. So I bless you with the strength to stand and to stay where you are, even when things around you feel like in the flesh they're falling apart. I just bless you with that and the recollection of the Word of God as your foundation to stand on in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your name. Thank you. I'm going to take just 5 minutes before we allow people to share. Who did I miss? Chris. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris. I didn't see you up there. You and your sister are carbon copies of each other in terms of what God is on you. He has on you both that influencing thing. And I've said this to you before, you know this. You're a leader, but you haven't started leading yet. You are a leader. People want to follow you. There are certain people, they don't try to lead. They just have a natural charisma, something about them. You don't have to try. People want to be around them and want to follow them. You are a leader. God has that on you. But he wants to focus that. That doesn't mean just lead them to God or lead them to church. But that's part of it. But it also means leading them in the right way of life. Leading them if they're having trouble at home with right words, right encouragement, right way of thinking, right attitudes. Wow, I just heard right now, you're going to pull somebody out of hell. You're going to be not somebody, people. You're going to pull people out of hell. It's a word I got. And what I feel like the Holy Spirit means by that is that how you encourage them is going to save their life, whether you realize it or not. And I'm gonna share this quick story. 12 years ago, we were doing worship in Seattle City. We did worship. I don't even remember when I spoke. Afterwards, I walked up. I met this woman. I prayed with her. Didn't know anything about her. A year later, she reached out to me through email and phone and said, I saved her life that day. The words that God spoke through me saved her life because she was thinking about committing suicide and ODing on drugs that day. That's the kind of thing that's going to happen to you. You're not going to know it at that time, but you're going to save people's lives because of how you influence them. So I just release the blessing of a hunger for the things of God that's going to empower you and encourage you to move in that direction in Jesus' name. And I just bless you with the wisdom and the words because you need God to put those words in your mouth to speak to you. In Jesus' name, thank you. Real quick, I'm just going to take, like I said, 5 minutes to share something from the Word of God about today. Today, as being Father's Day, we give glory to the ultimate Father, our God in heaven. And as a father, I want to ask you, for you fathers, what do you want for your kids? What is it more than anything else you want for your kids? If I were to ask you and you were to throw out things, you'd probably say things, to do well, to make smart decisions, to live a happy life, to marry the right person, to make the choice to accept Jesus, things like that. We can go on and on and on. Ephesians 6:4 says, Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. In Colossians 3:21 says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children so they will not lose heart. Or another version says, be discouraged. So the question that I have here is, how do we move our children as a father from discouragement to full hope and the things of the Lord, the instruction of the Lord, the training of the Lord, the admonition of the Lord? And how does a father train them to walk in those paths? Well, let's go backwards for a second. How do we get discouraged? Where does that come from? What happens? Well, we get discouraged when we do our best and try to accomplish something and it does not happen the way we think it's going to happen. So discouragement comes from putting an attempt, an effort, a belief into something that does not turn out like it's supposed to be. And then what happens? We begin to attack ourselves. We look at ourselves as a failure. We start blaming others. We start growing. What happens here is discouragement leads to frustration. Frustration leads to depression and anger, whether it's outward anger or inward anger, because inward anger is still anger. And inward anger then leads to depression. So it turns into anger, it leads to into depression and low self-esteem and low self-worth. And bitterness is involved in this as well, especially if we start blaming our failures or why we couldn't do certain things. Now, as a father, how do we deal with that? Let's bring it down to earth. And as a parent, not necessarily just a father, but as a parent. If a child says, I want to do this, and you say no, what's going to happen? Their frustration is going to start building in that moment. And we start seeing this flow and bitterness and so forth. Why? Because if we just say no and don't give a reason why, whether they accept the reason why or not is not the issue. Without them understanding or at least knowing the reason why is going to lead them on this path. At least a reason why gives them an idea of what's in the heart of the parent, right? So as a parent, our job, how we can avoid this, how we can encourage our kids, lead them, is to let them know the whys. To let them in on what's inside our hearts as to why We say yes to something or no to something. Whether they accept it or not is another case, but what happens is that breeds security in a child. That breeds communication, because now you have something to talk about. Because when they come back with a response, but we can do this, this, and this, you can now dialogue with your kids. And for most parents, any dialogue is good dialogue versus being shut out. But if you just go, no, why? Because I said so, you're shutting them down. And I believe this is a principle of God, because God's heart is for his children to know his heart, right? He wants us to know his heart. He wants us, in his word, we know why we shouldn't have sex before marriage. In his word, we know why we shouldn't kill or steal. But we also know the benefits of not doing those things. We know why we should honor our mom and dad, because when we honor our mom and dad, long life shall follow us. That's a promise of him. We know his heart. Micah 6:8, it's not going to be on PowerPoint, but I just want to read it to you. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before your God. This is an indication that God desires. He wants to show you. He wants you to know his heart. That's why as a church, when we pray, we don't just spout out what we think. We're teaching our people, teaching each other, that when you pray, you're also listening to the Holy Spirit, so we can speak and pray and declare in line with the heart of God, because that's when heaven breaks out. That's when truth is revealed. That's when we can declare in the power of God and in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. And that's where our authority comes from. God desires for us to know his heart. As a father, he wants his children to know his heart. Real quick, without going through the whole passage, do you remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah? Three angels show up to Abraham and Sarah. They spend time with them. They tell them, you're going to have a baby. Sarah laughs at them because she's like, I'm in my 80s. Are you kidding me? But they tell them, you're going to have a baby. And then right as they were leaving, you hear him talking to himself, saying, should I let Abraham in on what I'm going to do? And then he begins to tell Abraham, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And then Abraham begins to dialogue and debate with God. Now, that for me, there's a lot of questions here. Was God really looking for Abraham to change his mind? Because if we serve a God who knows everything, who knows our hearts, who knows these things, why would he need a man to change his mind? I know many preachers have preached that, but I'm going to look at it from a different perspective. God wants Abraham to know his heart so Abraham can have the heart of God. See, when Abraham starts saying, but if there's 40, would you kill it? And he says, no. But if there's, 30 and 20, and he starts going down, what God was teaching Abraham, I believe, is a heart of mercy. It's to have his heart, to show compassion. He's revealing his heart to his son, Abraham, so that Abraham would have the heart of God, awareness of the heart of his dad in him, so that as Abraham, who's the father of the Jewish people, leads his people, he leads with the heart of God. He leads with the same love of God. He's encouraging Abraham, search me. I mean, we read in Psalms, it says, search me, O God. Know me. Well, God is saying to us, search me. know my heart. He desires for us to know him. And as a father, as a parent, mom, dad, how cool would it be, even with our spiritual sons and children? Too many churches say, "Don't. This is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't do, because God said it, or it's in the Bible." If we start saying, this is what the Word of God says, this is what we stand on, this is why we don't do this, or we do do this, and here is what God says when we don't do it, or when we follow through. Here's the blessing that comes with being obedient, and here's the curse, which is God taking his hand off of us, that happens when we don't, when we're not obedient. I believe that's God's heart for us. It's to know his heart, and that comes with a deep, intimate relationship with him. To know that heart of God. He's showing you, now I have to see it. He's speaking to me, now I have to hear it. He's revealing it, now I have to accept it. He's doing it, now I need to embrace it. He's released it, now I need to let it flow out of me. In Jesus' name. So, Father, I just bless each person right now. I just bless them in your name with your heart, Jesus. I just bless them for a deeper desire to know you more than they've ever known you before, to want you more than they've ever wanted you to before, to just say, I'm going to search the heart of God out. I want to know my dad's heart. I want to know what he has for me. I want to know what he wants for me, that I can be true to him and obedient in Jesus' name. Amen. It's okay, Chrissy. We don't